You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, political, cultural and community leaders have been gathering in Waitangi to commemorate the signing of Te Tiriti. However, recent attacks on Te Tiriti, Te Reo Māori and Te Ao Māori by the New Zealand Coalition Government are front of mind for many. Ka Lahui Hawaii, a Kanaka Māori initiative calling for self-determination and self-governance in Hawaii, have sent a 17-member delegation to show solidarity with Māori. To understand the demonstration of Indigenous solidarity this delegation represents, as well as the ongoing colonial attacks on Indigenous peoples across the Pacific, I spoke to spokesperson for Ka Lahui Hawaii, Hialani Sonoda Pale. Kia ora, Hialani. So first of all, how can I address you?
You can just address me as Hialani.
Cool. So starting off, can you tell us a little bit about who Ka Lahui Hawaii are? Like, how was the initiative formed and what do they strive for?
Ka Lahui Hawaii is a Native initiative for self-determination and self-governance. It was formed in 1987 by a grassroots Kanaka Maoli, or Native people of Hawaii, and it has been around since then. We advocate on behalf of Kanaka Maoli rights, lands, culture, and we also advocate for the protection of our sacred spaces.
Cool, and I understand that Ka Lahui Hawaii have sent a delegation to Aotearoa's Waitangi commemorations this year.
Yes, we have 17 Kanaka Maoli that we have brought as part of our delegation, ranging from youth to elders, and we are here to help to raise awareness of what is happening here in Aotearoa with the attacks against Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and in support of the Maori people, the native people of Aotearoa, for the protection of their rights and their lands and their sacred spaces.
Yeah, and given our connection through the Pacific and shared histories, can you tell us a little bit about the relationship between Aotearoa and Hawaii?
Yes, Aotearoa has been a model for us in terms of their struggle to revitalize their language, and we have been following that template. But our struggle is rooted in that, in issues like that, and progress we've made in that, but it's rooted in our shared colonial history. We have different colonizers. Aotearoa was colonized by the British Empire, and Hawaii was colonized by the United States of America, and so our colonization was a little different, but it was very similar. It ended in the disenfranchisement of Native peoples, the loss of our lands, and the loss of our language, and the separation and destruction of our sacred places. So we have similar struggles, because the end goal of colonization is to get rid of us and to take our land. And so that the settler colonial project to replace the native hasn't ended. It's still ongoing. It's just changed faces and names. But this new attack on the indigenous people of Aotearoa, it really spoke to us, because we are under similar attacks. There is a global right-wing conservative political movement that's happening globally, and so we're under attack right now in Hawaii by this right-wing conservative group, and we see similarities in Aotearoa happening with their right-wing conservative group attacking all of the progress and all of the rights that Maori have, and also pulling back on the progress made in all the decades prior from prior struggles. So the Maoris have made progress in terms of language, culture, and protecting some of their sacred sites, we have as well. And but all of that progress that we've made over the decades in our struggle for self-determination, for regaining back some political say in our future, all of that progress being made or that has been made is all being pulled back by this global movement to that seems very conservative and right-wing. And so we are, we see that similarity happening, and we have come to stand in solidarity. We know that building these networks in Oceania between Indigenous peoples, the Native peoples of these of all the islands, is important for us to be successful. In order for us to be successful, we need to build power outside of these colonial structures and in the community with each other. And so we're calling out the New Zealand government on what they're doing to our Maori cousins. By doing so, we're bringing attention to our struggles, we're building power, and we're showing other Indigenous peoples of the Pacific what they can do as well. We should all be standing in solidarity with each other for all of our different struggles, because it's the same struggle. We're all fighting and struggling for liberation here in Oceania.
Yeah, and on that kind of note of this shared struggle, how can Aotearoa reciprocate the support shown by Ka Lahui Hawaii to the Kanaka Maoli in Hawaii?
I think the way we do shared struggle is to recognize each other's history, recognize each other. Coming here to Waitangi has been an experience in terms of being recognized as a Native nation by the people, the Native people of Aotearoa, and we can reciprocate that when you guys come to, when Maoris come to our lands. But just by that recognition and by understanding how we are related, we have genealogical ties as well with each other, going back to the beginning of time from Mother Earth and Sky Father. We all come from that genealogy. But what is important is that mutual recognition. We know the Maoris will stand with us if, when we need them. They have in the past. They came to the Mauna when we stood against the 30-meter telescope. They helped us revitalize our language. They stood with us against nuclear bombing in the Pacific. So we know that from the past, that when we all come together and we stand together, that we can make more of a difference. And so I think for us being in Waitangi, the recognition from the Maori people has been gratefully received and has been very touching for us and also empowering our youth. We brought some of our youth with us, and I think that's going to be empowering for them to see that recognition. But we know from the past that the Maori have stood with us and will continue to stand with us in our various struggles in the future. We're here to reciprocate that.
That was spokesperson for Ka Lahui Hawaii, Hialani Sonodopale, on the Kanaka Maoli delegation to Waitangi and solidarity for Indigenous peoples across the Pacific.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.